Hello and welcome to another edition of the SGR Coffee Break. It is a glorious day for science. There are dudes up in space right now floating around, and on that glorious thing, Benny says hi.
I was like, where are we going with this? Okay.
Well, yes. You know, I did not even plan this out, but...
Okay, so my Benny says hi too with my spaceship.
Spaceship! Yeah, there's really two dudes out doing a spacewalk earlier this morning, and I was like, shit, I just went and got all that Legos, the Benny. Like, I was looking at Target, and I was like, okay, what do I want? I kind of want the Scooby-Doo thing, but I really want Benny, and I really wanted the time machine. So I got those two, and they didn't have the bad cop, which made me sad.
I do have the bad cop. Where is he? He's up there somewhere. And he actually does have both faces on him. Like, you can turn him around. Yeah. There he is. Turn this helmet around, and there. He's good cop.
Oh, yeah. I went to Target this morning because Carrie sent me a care package, which means Lego Dimensions is going to be here today.
Yes, because Carrie is stupid.
I keep looking outside waiting for the freaking mailman to show up with, a giant box.
It is going to be. It is a giant box. It's basically the same box that Lego Dimensions shipped to me in. Because the thing is, it's so big, it won't fit in any of my priority mailboxes. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll put it back in this one. And so, then I put in the other package that I've had since E3, because I was going to bring you back that Minion, right? Mm-hmm. And then Gabe saw it and got all sad, and I was like, okay, fine. Well, then he left it in my kitchen for 2 weeks, and so then I swiped it, and he hasn't asked about it, so I made a little E3 box, and the Minion's in there, and that never is sent because you were traveling. So on top of Lego Dimensions, that little box has been thrown in there. Shadow of Mordor, is that the name of the game? Fuck if I even remember. That's been thrown in there. And then a Tales of Zestiria strategy guide is in there.
Yeah, it reminds me, I have to go get that started downloading. Meant to do that yesterday, totally forgot about it. But that brings us to what we're talking about this week. And that is the guides that we are reviewing and what it is about the series that we like so much.
Yes, because you are reviewing Tales of Zestiria, as I just said, and you do a lot of the Tales games. Like, you did Tales of Zillia and Tales of Zillia 2. So, and I've never played a Tales game. So what is it about the Tales games that you just adore?
They've always had really solid, like, combat stories are, I mean, they're...
It's a JRPG, right? So, I mean...
but they've always been a lot of fun. The combat, especially, has always been very, very solid. So, and this is the first one, I think, coming out on PS4. I think everything else was PS3. So, looking forward to it. I watched, 5 minutes of one stream because I was like, yeah, don't. Even though I'm like, I already know that the story, I'm just going to be going, huh? But, yeah. So, this one looks really good. The 5 minutes of the stream that I watched, it looks like the combat is definitely there. They definitely have some really good cutscenes into it. So, and it's one of those games that you can, it's like a 40-ish hour kind of game, 30 to 40 hours, but you can invest more time into it if you really want to. So,
Yeah, I remember it's one Tales game. I don't remember which one it is. It's not Tales of the Abyss. Fuck, I don't remember it, but it was out when it came out on Xbox 360. And I remember a friend of mine, she's like, you really need to try this. They had a demo, and I did horrible at the demo because I never played an action JRPG before. It was very weird. Died very quickly because I wasn't monitored, because it's so fast. Mm-hmm. You see, you still have to monitor so many things. I was expecting it to be kind of like Kingdom Hearts, and it's not. And anyway, I think she said that before she and her husband finished it, they had logged in 150 hours into the game.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely spend just... It's kind of like a Disgaea game, where you can beat the game relatively quickly, or you can spend just mad amount of hours doing every little thing that you can do in the game, so...
Yeah. So now I'm looking for, which one it is. It's going to drive me crazy. I did try Tales of Symphonia 2 on the Wii, and that was terrible. Tales of Vesperia, that's what it was, that my friend played.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm really looking forward to is also Xenoblade, but that's, you know, that's way down the road.
I'm looking forward to that one too. It's just because I heard some of these great things about the first one. Because that was part of the project. So blanking on stuff. One of the ones that they were petitioning to bring over, I forget what. But wasn't that one of them with like The Last Tower and Pandora's, or The Last Story and Pandora's Tower? Wasn't that all part of it? You know what I'm talking about now? The big protest? There was, okay. Well,
I've checked out of anything that's like.
Okay. This is going to drive me crazy. Because when Xenoblade Chronicles first came out on the Wii, it was going to be Japan only. And I forget, who was the petitioners? There was a petition, and they had this big old Operation Rainfall. Okay. And yes, so I was right. It was Xenoblade Chronicles. They did this huge petition to try to get all these JRPGs, Xenoblade Chronicles, The Last Story, and Pandora's Tower, into North America. Traditionally JRPG, especially ones that are kind of this very JRPG, don't traditionally sell well over here, especially not on the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
Reggie Fiamme, I mean, said, he's like, it's not coming. Like, there's no plans for it. There's no budget for it, because they just couldn't justify the funds to localize it if it wasn't going to sell. Well, the Project Rainfall was so insane that it did work, and they did bring them all over. And unfortunately, the only one that really sold very well was Xenoblade Chronicles. The other two did not sell, and Nintendo lost money on that project, despite the petition. But so I'm very curious why everyone, you know, was going all up in arms over Xenoblade Chronicles. I mean, I'm going to be getting the 3D one on for the new 3DS. Even though GameStop still hasn't shipped my new 3DS yet.
Isn't this the one that's coming on the new 3DS? That's the one that was on the Wii, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a damn good game. Okay. I think I played it with a pro controller though, because if I had played anything on the Wii, I was like, I'm not fucking wiggling my arms around like an idiot.
Yeah. I just can't find the Wii disc for less than $100. And it's not a virtual console game. Like, I can't buy it digitally.
Shit, you mean I can sell my copy for $100?
That's last time I was looking at Amazon for a while. Yeah. Oh, if you have the original box, which I know you don't.
Oh, well, yeah. We all know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to the topic.
Yeah, Xenoblade Chronicles is not the topic. So it's the crazy action combat you enjoy out of Tales. It's not the story. You don't get into the JRPG what the fuck moments.
I do it on every JRPG too, and I'll do it when I do it with Disgaea. And even though I know the stories in Disgaea are just like.
I tried playing one Disgaea, and of course, you know that the combat in there obviously is not my thing. The
turn-based strategy.
Yeah, the tactical turn-based with the grids. Yeah. Like an argument with my boss about yesterday. But only that was like, so this takes place in a school? They're a demon school? Like, what? This is so Japanese.
It is. It is. And I don't even know why I try. I pay attention to the story, and then I get done and I'll beat a game and I'm like, what the fuck did I just, what the hell was that? You know, because there's always all these little parts that are just thrown all over the place, and they'll always introduce some weird thing that kind of throw you off. And it's like, you can tell that they're trying to make games that will then have sequels, so that way maybe you can piece it together. No, I don't know. It's always good versus evil, and there's always some evil big person, and you're always some kid saving the world. I mean, that's generally the gist of JRPGs, and that's all you really need to know. Unless you're talking to Pete Davidson, and then apparently you're still in school, but you're fucking everybody, and
Oh, that's because he goes into the MOE.
Oh, he gets there are games like every once in a while he'll tweet one out and I'm like, oh, that really looks interesting, and I'll play it and it generally really is interesting. And then there's times that I'll be like, what is that? And I'll try it and I'm just like, you are way more addicted to this than I am. But yeah. But yeah, so not so much for the story, much more because the Tales games have always been very solid in everything else. I mean, take that whole story thing and kind of tuck it over here. It's kind of something that just gets you from point A to point B, but everything else that they've done with it, I mean, the enemies, the boss battles are always so good. So, and it's something where they do, the Tales games have always been pretty good at, like, their difficulty curve isn't like a really slow climb, but it's not too fast. It's generally pretty good where it's like you get in within about a half hour, you kind of know everything that you need to know, and you can start, you know, formulating how you're going to attack boss battles and all that kind of thing. So, always been pretty solid for me. So that's why I keep playing the Tales games.
Okay. So what I'm working on, Halo 5 just actually arrived here about 30 minutes ago. But I'll talk about Assassin's Creed first, because that's the first one. And the other one I'm going to be reviewing is Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. But I got to wait for GameStop to give me the game and the freaking 3DS.
Yeah, GameStop, right on par with Best Buy. Way to go.
Yeah, it's almost a week past release and it still hasn't shipped. All right, so, but I think we've gone over, like, you and I both love Zelda games for different reasons. For me, it's more of the nostalgia behind it, because I do have a problem with Zelda games. I get like halfway through, I'm like, yeah, it's the same thing over and over again. I'm moving on. And whereas like the game like Link Between Worlds never felt that way to me. It just, something about it, that, and I was just so curious, like, why was there this dark world? And I'm so glad with that when I stuck to the end, because that was not predictable. At all with what happened at the end. That was a great one. But with Assassin's Creed, I don't know. It's just so much fun to run around and stab people for no reason.
Yeah. I love the Assassin's Creed games. I've loved them even for the first one. Like the first one, I think I platinumed that shit because I was like, must find everything, even though everybody was like, it's so boring. Second one was really, really good too. And they just, they've always been a lot of fun. But I found that, especially with like Unity, because I don't know why they threw so much shit in there, but like I almost never beat the games anymore because I'm too busy running around doing all the extra shit. And sometimes you just want to log in and like blend in with a crowd and kill a guard and blend in with the crowd and kill another guard. So,
yeah, I mean, that's what I did yesterday with the Syndicate, because when I finally got done working, I only had about 45 minutes before I go pick up the kids. It's like, I can go run around and stab people for 45 minutes. So I fired up Syndicate and I cleared out a couple of areas. And like, no, I haven't, done anything else with the game, but there's a lot to it. It's actually amazing I've stuck with the series, because I got into Assassin's Creed with Assassin's Creed 2. I remember going over to a friend's house watching him play the first Assassin's Creed and watching like the climbing and the parkour and stuff. I was like, no, I can't handle that. It's too much platforming. And Assassin's Creed 2 was very frustrating for me. Because for whatever reason, like I was so tense on the climbing that it was almost like it would tap into my vertigo, and I would get so, like, I couldn't do a lot of the stuff because I was so intense with it. And then by the time Brotherhood came, I guess I got used to it, so then it wasn't so intense. And now, like, I'm playing Syndicate, I'm like, how can I get up there, like, right now? And I figure out a way to, hop back down, which of course they made it easier since they now basically have, like, a Batarang. It's a rope harpoon launcher. So you want to get to the top of something? Zzz, all up, there you go. No longer spending a ton of time. And then you can use that zip line. You can use it to zip line down between buildings. You can use it to walk on and assassinate people from above. So it's like you're Batman, but you murder people. And you admit that you murder people.
Yeah. You don't just knock them out.
Right.
Knock them out.
Right, yes, some most brutal takedowns ever, but Batman doesn't kill.
Man, this is another game that I totally want to. This Divinity, Halo 5. I'm kind of because of all the reviews, but.
Well, Halo 5. The reason that's another one. Like I said, I just got today. I love Halo for the lore. I'm the gameplay. Okay, it's first person shooter. I don't know what people want from that. Like, it's like, oh, I mean, I want it to be, you know, really good mechanics. Like, I don't like stuff that's twitchy, and Halo is not twitchy at all. They did tighten up a lot of the controls. Like, now when you press the LT button, that's no longer throw a grenade. That's actually aim. I was like, oh my God, I'm no longer randomly accidentally throwing grenades anymore.
Man, I did that shit when I went back. I've been playing Destiny for so long now.
You go back to play Halo.
I went back to like Halo 1, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm going to aim, and all of a sudden I'm just throwing grenades. I was like, what the fuck? Damn it. Oh.
Yeah, every time I went back in to play a Halo game with Drew when we were going through all those games, it's like, we always, the very beginning, one of us would always accidentally throw a grenade. I'm like, okay. I don't remember. We can't do that anymore. But yeah.
Oh man, I'm glad that people are starting to find. Developers are just finally starting to realize, like, let's standardize our control layout so that way, you know, it kind of works. Yeah.
So now throwing a grenade is LB, and melee is now is RB. So it's no longer where it's like, is it B? Is it RB? Like, which one is it? Because as I learned between the Halo games of Master Chief Collection, it would switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like. Like, I just keep pressing stuff until I finally, like, you know, punch people. And So they also, like they actually now have, like, assassination animations. So if you sneak up behind someone to, you know, melee them, they're actually this huge thing where, like, the lock will whip around their neck, like, you're done! Stab, 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 stab. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, that's beautiful. So, like, there's a lot of things that they really tightened up, and they balanced the Promethean weapons, which severely needed it from Halo 4, so that they're not as much of a beast to use, as a beast as in a pain in the ass to use. Like, in Halo 4, or when we got to area where you had to pick up one of those Promethean weapons, it was like, oh, I hate these damn things. But no, they actually made them a lot better, so they're better than the plasma rifle, I'll give you that. But man, because I've already played Halo 5, but it doesn't mean I can't review the guide, because there's lots of things I didn't get, because Halo 5 has more collectibles than any other Halo game. So there's plenty of collectibles I need to pick up, and I'm really curious, like, what their some of the strategies are for some of the more difficult areas, because I developed my own strategies, and it was get to the highest places possible, find the grenade launcher, and go to town. But maybe they have, like, a better strategy. Or maybe that is their strategy, and if so, maybe I should start writing these. But up until now, the lore with Halo has been very, very good. And I don't know what they did with Halo 5. My big thing with Halo 5 was that the marketing said one thing, what we got was something different. And I talked about that in the review, because, like, especially the live action trailer that was so amazing, where you saw Master Chief running through a collapsing city, and you heard Oni saying that he'd fall in combat, and then they went and go and talked to Locke, and they said, you know, the report is that we've declared him dead. Go find him. He's never declared dead in the game. The whole scene of him running through a collapsing city never happens in the game. I don't want to spoil anything, because there's a lot of spoiler-tastic stuff. And I will say the story is very unpredictable. And the way it came out, it's not a bad story. It's very good. But if they had not overhyped something, made something more dramatic than it really was, I feel like that took away from the story, because I went in there expecting one thing and I got entirely different thing. And a friend of mine was like, well, isn't that misrepresented? I'm like, well, I guess, but it just seemed to me like more they just over dramatized one little aspect of it. But so you switch between playing as Spartan Locke and Master Chief. Like, sometimes some missions you're playing as Spartan Locke and Fireteam Osiris, and the missions as Master Chief. So the very first one is Spartan Locke. You go in there, that's where you learn all the new combat. Oh, there's another thing, they have a thing called Spartan Rush, where if you sprint and then do melee at the very end, you can break through walls, which will actually open up new pathways you can find. So, like, so you don't want to take the, you know, guns blazing approach. Find a way to break a wall and go underneath and come back out the other way.
Nice.
So, yeah, that I really appreciated that. But so then the second mission is with Master Chief. Master Chief learns something. He wants to go investigate it. He tells Lasky of the Infinity that he wants to go investigate. Lasky says no, they have other people going to do it. And Chief says, well, I'm going to go do it anyway. And he leaves. So now, yes, he's officially AWOL. They send Spartan Locke to go bring him back. That is it. Yeah. So, and the sad thing is, like, and I guess I understand why they didn't want to emphasize anything else in the story, because otherwise there's massive spoiler moments. But then they just should have kept it tight-lipped. Yeah. Totally. About the story. That's my personal opinion. But if you like multiplayer, that's more your thing. I mean, hey, which is not my thing, but it's multiplayer is very, very, very good. But I don't get a guide for multiplayer. I've never understood a guide for multiplayer yet. Like, I think it's like if you're brand new, or if you want to plan your strategies for choke points or something, I could see that. Yeah. But that's not why I play Halo. I got hooked into the lore hardcore. Like, I just finished the latest Halo book, and of course there's another one coming out in December. But yeah, so that's, but I don't love, the weird thing is I don't love Halo enough to get ink for Halo. And maybe it's because there's not a symbol I like. That could be part of it. Although I've already decided that the Assassin's Creed symbol is going to be a future ink. I just don't know where. I'm running out of spaces.
Just put it on the back of your neck.
Oh no.
Just right here, right on the back.
No. No neck, no face.
I double dog dare you. Oh!
Yeah, I'm still not doing it. Still not doing it. So, but at least it sounds like for both of us, for our guides, these are, you know, franchises we genuinely like. So we're going to have high expectations for the guides. We're looking at you, Prima Games. Don't fuck this up for us.
Yeah. Well, the thing that they shout out for... Tails looked pretty solid, so I already saw things that I already liked. I was like, great, we got sidebar navigation already. Looks like, you know, because it was an actual screenshot of it, if I remember right. And then their monster breakdown, so definitely going to be a lot of information in that one.
Well, it always usually is for JRPGs, because there's so much going on in JRPGs.
So much shit to do in there.
Yes, usually. Well, I feel like I've already discussed what I've been playing, because I talked about Assassin's Creed and I just talked about way too much about Halo 5. But so what about you? What have you been playing? Because I know you haven't been playing Zestiria yet.
Nope, not yet. I'll be downloading that maybe today or after this is done, actually. Played some more Destiny. They got that whole Halloween thing going on where you can go get like candy and turn it in and get new helmets. So,
have you seen the video that GamesRadar posted today of the guy who beat Crota by himself using a Rock Band 4 drum kit?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Okay. There are people with way too many skills.
Is that really a skill?
You know, somebody, they were talking, it was brought up at Defend the North this past weekend. It was a fighting game tournament. And they were talking about how games have gotten to a point where you can basically play them on anything, like a keyboard and all that. Because they were talking about the Hitbox, which is a controller that's all just straight all buttons. There is no joystick. The directional, but the D-pad or, you know, whatever, is basically four buttons that you then use to get your combos and all that.
Okay, I kind of like that idea.
So I've contemplated getting one. I want it for a PS4 though. They only have it right now. It only works on the PS3 and in the 360. But yeah, like I watched their videos of how it works. Anyway, they brought up the Guitar Hero thing about somebody actually being able to play, you know, do a fighting game with a Guitar Hero thing or even just the drum set.
Okay, I'm more impressed with the guitar than I am a drum set.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I don't, because you're doing the, the motions here, and then you got to
Yeah.
do the, I was just like, okay, whatever. I mean, if it works, it works. But obviously nobody at the tournament would actually do that. That'd be absolutely insane. But
No, I'm not a lot fascinated with this hitboxing because I think my big thing is, especially in playing Mortal Kombat, the why I stopped using the analog stick is that it would never get the accurate, to me, it was never that accurate with the directionals. Like it would go diagonal or something when I didn't want it to. So I really like that idea of the buttons, even more than the D-pad, because the D-pad will still, it's a rocker switch. So it kind of goes back and forth. So I kind of like that. They make that for the PS4. I may actually invest in one for my future fighting game career.
yeah, that's I'm waiting for them to push it out, because I you can go look at their videos and they will actually they show you, and they I guess it takes it takes a little bit of getting used to that, but then I was thinking, man, you could do that with all the like all kinds of other games too, right? Like
Oh, yeah.
so much, and just have a nice big control, because let's face it, the joist pads or the joysticks are usually like a behemoth. So yeah, so Hitbox, look that one up.
Okay, I
Yeah,
will.
so play some Destiny, play some more World of Warcraft. Still play my Alliance, which is really odd for me because I usually play Horde, but my wife is all about the Alliance, so whatever. Playing, just doing that anyway, not really working too hard at it, just kind of taking it slow and stazing cities and then rebuilding them. So in City Skylines,
Okay.
still a slumlord.
You're a slumlord. At least you know what you are.
Yeah, nothing like putting a nice residential area right next to the dump. It's so great.
You do that on purpose?
Yeah, every once in a while, whenever you want like something interesting, you're just like,
Just
let's
to
see,
fuck with them?
I got some industry here. I've got the dump over here. Let's just put some residential here and see what the fuck happens. Yep, I'm that guy. So,
I guess as long as the city doesn't fail, whatever.
yeah. So, and now I'm at a turning point, because today is like, I'm gonna get a couple games. So, right, I got Lego Dimensions, and then I got Tales that I gotta start working on. But I really want to try out Divinity too. So,
Yeah,
I am. I was
well,
just
that
like,
and I sent you a message of what's coming with Games with Gold to this month.
yeah, but I have that already. It's on my Steam account.
Oh,
It's
but yeah, but if you got Games with Gold, you get it free,
for free.
and it's Xbox One backwards compatible.
All right. Oh, that's right, because next month is the
Yep.
Xbox One whole 360 backwards compatibility UI thing.
I will totally play Dungeon Siege 3 again. And that one has co-op too, just saying.
Carrie.
I know. We can, we
How
keep
much time?
We keep saying we're gonna play co-op together. We haven't yet.
Yeah, because every time I'm free, you're busy, and whenever you're free, I'm busy. So,
Well, as soon as you get your windows done.
oh, they're pretty much done. I just have to take the stuff up. I got most of that done already. Now it's cleaning the house and getting ready for photographing a wedding next week. And
Well, and I'm out of my deadline hell. So like I promised another friend that like he's like, we gotta play Halo 5 together, co-op. Like we've been talking about playing Halo together forever. We've never done it. We have to play this. Like I will make time to fit in your crazy schedule. I was like, okay, if you're gonna put it that way, then I will do that. And that's just most likely what I need to do with you. It's like, okay, we're gonna make it like this day, this time.
this bat day, this bat channel.
That's right.
Oh, well, with that,
Course, like
we have.
Divinity may not be a good thing to do that with, because we'll play for an hour. Hey, I think we just like harvested one thing to craft. Yay,
Yeah,
we're done.
pretty much. It's like, I liked how on our Twitter status it was like, hey, we should play that. Yeah, when we get the free time. All right, well, I have 5 minutes, so we can watch the title screen together.
Yeah, right. Maybe the intro, but probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Never even get through that. Oh, adulting, it sucks.
It is what it is, man.
It is what it is. Well, if you have nothing else you've been playing,
No, not really.
and I have finished it up, that means, Carrie, it's time for you to take us home.
I think we finished this in a record time. All
Yeah.
right, You can leave us a comment on this post and tell us how much you think we are awesome, or if there's something you would like us specifically to talk about, or you can email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Crunchy Chocobo. Chris is at Starvin, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we ask, keep on reading SGR. I think Chris has got some unboxing videos this week. I got some unboxing videos. I got two collector's editions I'm going to unbox. Get excited. I looked at the Halo one, like, oh, it's so pretty, but I can't wait to crack it open and look at it and all this exciting stuff.
Yeah, play with all the goodies inside.
That's right. Reveal all the multiplayer codes that I probably will never use.
And you get a code, and you get a code, and you get a code.
Everybody gets codes. Yay!
Yay!
Excitement.
Excitement.
That's right. Well, I'm excited to go play them. I'm excited to review strategy guides again. I really am. It's been so long.
It does. We did go through a bit of a dry spell there.
Yeah, pretty much all summer, right?
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5, but neither of us did that. That was all Brad.
That one was Brad, and I kind of did a, will the Gears of War, the old strategy guides, to work for the new game. I kind of did that, and yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, but you'll be getting Fallout soon, and then we'll just say goodbye to you.
Fallout comes at, like, I think it comes out the 1 week that I am back home before I'm just whatever. Anyway, we're wrapping this shit up. And with that, Benny says peace!